Leon County's supervisor Mark Early remembers the 2004 rush to buy electronic voting machines, which have mostly been phased out. He says this time around, the scenario is different. Early believes threats to cybersecurity are, in his words, very real, but he sees some similarities in the way spending is being rushed along.
The rush to spend the money back then caused some poor decisions. We are somewhat faced with a rush to spend the money currently.
And Early says if the money isn't fully spent by the general election, it's not clear if it will be available going forward.
If we can't use or allocate all of the funds through the grant process currently, there is no information as to whether these funds will be available in the future. So we're almost faced with a kind of a use it or lose it proposition right now.
In Madison County, the poorest county in the state, every bit of funding helps. Election supervisor Tommy Hardy projects Madison will be getting about $63,000. He says he knows of some immediate needs funds could go toward, but understands how the short window to spend can be problematic.
They'd have to spend just to be spending. And I don't think any supervisors would do that. You're putting them in a crunch situation in that instance.
Nearly two dozen local supervisors are meeting this week to discuss the deadlines, including how to best spend what money they get. Florida's share is part of $380 million set aside by Congress for election cybersecurity nationwide. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.